White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, April 10th, 1906. My dear children, Edson and Emma, I have been searching for some letters, and in my search, I found two letters written to you, but never sent, because I put them away securely, and they were forgotten. You may have thought that my silence was neglect on my part, but I have written, though the letters were not sent. We leave here in a day or two for Southern California. I dread to leave my home, but thus it must be. Sarah and Brother Chrysler and Willie will go with me. May Walling, who has been staying with us for a week or two, will go with us to Loma Linda, where I suppose she will take up work. I have been very busy recently, preparing matter that must come before the people. I hope that what I have written will relieve minds. During the past month, we have had a great deal of rain. It rained gently for 2 weeks in succession. Now the weather has changed, and the sun has been shining brightly for several days. I wish I could see you and talk with you. It would be better than writing. I am enjoying very good health, and although the burden of the cause rests heavily upon me, yet I know that the end is near, and that those who seek the Lord earnestly will find Him. I do not care to say much regarding that which is taking place in Battle Creek. I hope now that the matter stands forth plainly revealed, that for some time an effort has been made to sow the seeds of doubt and unbelief. Sarah has just been in to tell me that a man with an unbalanced mind has just come from Los Angeles to see me, with the message that the Lord has instructed him to stand by me and help me. You will remember how Nelson came here determined to see me and give me the message that I was Moses and he was Joshua. He was determined that I should believe his message. And now, just when I am overwhelmed with labor and perplexity in preparing to go to Southern California, here comes a man from Los Angeles, determined to get into my presence and give me the message that he is to connect with me in my work. I have been handling some very important matter recently, which must come before the people. I must do all in my power to correct the unfavorable, untruthful impressions that have been made, that the truth may stand forth as it is. My dear children, let us keep our spiritual eyesight clear, that we may discern spiritual things. What is the ornament that is accounted as of great price by the one who possesses all the treasures of the universe, by God Himself, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Where can such an ornament be found? How can it be obtained? The Apostle Peter tells us, it is the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3, verse 3-4. Let us heed this instruction, and thus save ourselves much trouble. Let us earnestly cultivate the spirit which the Lord estimates as of great price. Let us cultivate the traits of character that will give us a fitness for the higher life. We are here on test and trial to prepare for the higher school. Edson and Emma, shall we not be most deeply interested in this subject? If we seek earnestly to obtain this ornament, we shall be held in favor by both God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Verses 8, 9. Let us look on the bright side, dear children. Let it be said of you, Edson, he thinketh no evil. See 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Let not the unpleasant feelings that you suppose are displayed toward you awaken in you unpleasant feelings. Imagine no evil. Keep looking unto Jesus. He has left us an example that we should follow in His steps. The mind that was in Christ is to be in us. He is our example in all things. The lesson of meekness can be learned in only one school, the school of Christ. He is meek and lowly, and in learning of Him, we shall certainly reap most blessed results. Let us lay hold of him by faith and practice the lessons taught in his life. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. 1 Peter 3, verse 10, 11. This is the lesson that we are to learn and practice till we are perfected in righteousness and true holiness. Let us be practical Christians. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that, whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Verses 12 to 18. May the Lord bless you and make you rich in his grace and peace and love. Mother.